Consider the lowly sock. Do you ball yours up so they roll around helplessly in a drawer? Or do you carefully fold them and stand them on their side, front to back? When you throw old socks out, do you thank them for all the hard work they did for your feet? Sounds crazy, but decluttering expert Marie Kondo has a 3-month waiting list for clients with tips like these. Japan has organizing traditions. For example, June is time for koromoge, when winter clothing is exchanged for summer wear. But Japanese author Kondo goes further with her KonMari method. Her book is The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. An American version was edited by Lisa Westmoreland, who joins us from KQED in San Francisco. Lisa, welcome.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Well, this was traumatic for me to read. I mean, you're talking to someone who has, old flower pots filled with used pieces of ribbon and notes from kids from 20 years ago and old dresses I wore to my sister's weddings, and getting rid of is hard. But this woman, Marie Kondo, is ruthless.
Yeah, I actually went through the method myself, and yeah, it is a pretty emotional thing. When the book came out, my husband and I did, she kind of calls it a tidying festival in the book. Mm-hmm. We took a weekend, and she says that you have to cherish who you are now. Mm-hmm. And I kind of use that as a little bit of a mantra. When I was going through my clothes, I found a whole bunch of stuff that I used to wear in college that I would never wear anymore. Mm-hmm. I kind of had to let my past go a little bit and say to myself, these don't spark joy anymore.
Well, let me jump in because that's what she says. Mm-hmm. She says, literally pick things up and hold them to see if they spark joy. And if they don't, throw it out. Clothes, books.
Absolutely. Other kind of decluttering people will focus on what to get rid of. And it's kind of a depressing process. They'll say, your house is so messy. You really need to declutter. You're drowning in all this stuff. Marie takes a totally different tack. She says, you need to focus on what brings you joy. You need to focus on what to keep. In my case, I started with clothes. So I took all my clothes out of the closet. I piled them all on the floor. And it was a huge pile.
And this is her point. If you're starting with clothes, and she recommends you do, you go around the house, any article of clothing anywhere has to go on that pile.
Absolutely. So I got all the clothes out of my bedroom closet. Then I got everything out of the coat closet. Then I got things out of my husband's office closet that I had tucked clothes in there. I had clothes in my trunk, clothes in my office drawer. I gathered it all up and I was shocked to see how much I had.
How much did you get rid of?
13 trash bags full to the brim of items, and I donated them. And then in addition, we recycled 7 paper bags full of shredded paper. And the paper, she says, to never keep. Paper will never bring you joy.
But she's competing with the thinking that we have that you're going to need something someday, or you're going to be able to leave it to somebody else, or you're going to read that book, or you're going to lose the weight or gain the weight, whatever it is, to wear that article. Mm-hmm. And also, let's face it, she sounds a little odd. I mean, it's part memoir, and she talks about how as a child, while everybody else was playing dodgeball, she'd slip away to rearrange the bookshelves in the classroom or check the contents of the mop cupboard. And she would sneak clean her siblings' rooms and her parents' closets. And she sounds just a little compulsive.
Yeah, I think that that's what it takes to become a cleaning specialist. And yeah, she might be a little bit more obsessed with it than the rest of us.
You think?
But, she's learned a lot, and she actually has a lot of tips and tricks that she has learned from just years of experience.
Let's go through some more of the tips. When you take this on, you said you did a weekend. You have to do it all at once, and you can't start putting things away until you've piled every category in the middle of the floor and gotten rid of.
Yeah, because once you get rid of everything that doesn't spark joy, you'll be able to find a permanent home for everything that remains. And actually, it just totally transforms the space. My husband's shirt drawer was beautiful after we finished. He called me into the closet and he showed me his shirt drawer, and he had done the special folding method. So you can just open the drawer. You see almost this beautiful gradient of colors, and you can kind of reach in and just choose what you want for the day, kind of knowing that everything in there is going to spark joy.
That's Lisa Westmoreland, American editor of Japanese author Marie Kondo's book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. You're listening to Here and Now. And Lisa, you mentioned your husband's drawers and the special folding method. Tell us more, because Marie Kondo also says never stack anything on top of anything else, because then you hide it, A, and B, you put stress on whatever's at the bottom. She says roll everything up like in a store so that everything is in a tight little roll-up or fold and has its own space in the drawer.
Yeah, and she says it's kind of like sushi. And it really does help having everything organized so that nothing's at the bottom, yeah, because things don't get mildewed and not able to breathe. And one thing that she said that kind of all the editors in our acquisitions meeting really heard, and I think that a lot of people have been repeating this back to me, when your socks are in the drawer, they're on holiday. They're resting. They work hard for you all day. And when they're in the drawer, they're on holiday. You don't want them to be crushed. You don't want them to be wrinkled down. You want them to be resting beautifully.
Well, some of us have a little touch of this. I have confessed on this program to hugging a washing machine before it had to be thrown out. Or maybe it was the refrigerator or both. But it's a bit of animism, the sense that objects take on a certain life if you love them. And so you should care for them. But here's what she does. When she comes home, she puts a dress on a hanger and says, good job. Mm-hmm. She walks by a potted plant and strokes the leaves. You know, she does attribute a sort of life form to everything in her home.
Yeah, when she returns home, she greets her house. And in fact, she used to be a Shinto shrine maiden, which is something that in the States sounds very foreign. But yeah, in Japan, she kind of learned to greet the space and treat it as something sacred. And beyond that, I think that the animism, it actually turned out to be really helpful for me when I was going through my things. It's an emotional process. And I think that a lot of decluttering experts are really harsh. I think that Marie really understands that emotional component and the psychology behind our relationship with things. And that's where the animism, I think, actually makes sense for people going through the process.
Yeah. What's her advice, though, for the thing that people have the hardest time with? Photos, love letters, the things that are really infused with your life.
She says to wait till the end, till your decision-making abilities have really been honed by starting with the easier stuff first. Her order is clothing, then books, then papers, then the kimono.
The miscellaneous, yep.
And then sentimental items and photos, so that when you get there, you'll be ready. And actually, I love her rule for photos. She says to keep out of a trip or an event, maximum 5 photos per day. Choose the 5 photos that best represent that moment in time, that experience. And I actually love that. You know, I love going through photos and kind of giving myself that challenge. And I know when I look back on it, I'm not going to burden, you know, my grandkids with this giant album. There are going to be just a few photos, but they're going to be the absolute best. And it's just so much more enjoyable and revealing and beautiful to have that experience with your photos.
That's Lisa Westmoreland, the American editor of Marie Kondo's book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, The Japanese Art of Decluttering and Organizing. And it is using something called the KonMari method. We'll have more at hereandnow.org. It sounds crazy until you look around your house. Lisa, thank you.
Thank you very much.